SB Nation AM continues now on SB Nation Radio. Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, so good, the bad, and the dumb for a Friday. And we like to close off the week strong. Heck, we like to close off every day strong, but especially on Friday. So what is the good today?
The good of the day is that Phil Mickelson needs to interview Charlie Woods immediately.
Charlie Woods. Okay, that is, Charlie Woods is the child of Tiger Woods, right?
Right.
Okay, why?
Justin Thomas was saying in a podcast when he was in the clubhouse watching at Augusta when Tiger was wrapping it up.
Right.
Wrapping up the Masters. And he looked over at Charlie and he said that, you know, just made a comment to Charlie, you know, just saw him watching there. And, it was, you know, Charlie obviously was watching his father do the final couple of holes there. And Justin Thomas was just like, hey, what up, dude? Charlie turned to Justin Thomas and said, oh, hey, look, it's the guy who can't putt.
Oh, wow.
So I'm wanting more hot takes
from Charlie Woods.
Woods.
And, oh, my goodness.
And the only person to really bring it out, I would love to hear what Charlie Woods has to say about Phil. And
me
I
too.
Want Phil to interview Charlie.
Oh, my God.
That's
I can only imagine. I can only imagine what Charlie has heard in his house, sneaking around, listening to his dad talk to other adults in the room about other players around.
Yep.
Like
or maybe what Tiger has said to him directly, because Tiger has watched a lot of golf rehabbing. Then maybe he's sitting there on the couch. Charlie comes and sits down next to dad, just trying to get into, you know, see what dad's job and dad's life is about. And you just hear Tiger just comment from time to time.
I can only imagine Phil Mickelson sitting down with Charlie Woods for a fireside Phil moment where he says, so tell me something your dad has said about me or anything. And Charlie goes, well, there was that time at the 2004 Ryder Cup where you were paired with my dad at Oakland Hills and you got to the 18th hole. You remember, Phil, where you hit it so far to the left, it went across the street in alternate shot, forcing my dad to hit a layup shot from underneath the tree. My dad said at that moment he would have gladly suited up for Europe to beat your behind in the Ryder Cup rather than the rest of the European team. He was so angry, and he said, how did I get involved? How did I get paired up with this clown? And I just thought it was hilarious, Phil. I'd love to just see Phil do something like that. That would be great, because I'm sure his dad has said a lot of things about Mickelson over the years.
Oh, positive.
There used to be a real hatred. Not a hatred, but a real – they weren't friends.
Yeah.
They weren't friends. And then as they got older, they kind of went, let's be friends. It was pretty cool.
Well, I mean, Tiger went through his deal. Phil had his own deals. It was like, yeah, you know what? We each have our demons.
Right,
Let's commiserate together.
Yeah, they got older, they got very, very amicable. But, boy, there was a time.
Jet flying to Scotland to play a golf course for the fun of it.
That's right. That's right. They would play, seriously, Phil would say this, like early when they were young, they would play, they'd get paired up, and they wouldn't say a word to each other.
Yeah.
Like, a word.
You know what made this burn even better? Is that Justin Thomas, in that Masters, this final round, he bogeyed the 14th, 15th, and 18th hole.
So he really couldn't putt.
So he really couldn't putt, and Charlie just called him out on it. Just a burn to the ego.
That's great. How old is Charlie Woods, by the way? Did they say in the article?
10 years.
Oh, so
10-year-old.
What a bold statement for a 10-year-old.
Yeah.
But when your dad's Tiger Woods, you pretty much can say whatever you want, right?
Right. Well, I guess, you know, Justin Thomas and Tiger have grown closer over the years.
Yeah, okay.
You know, so Justin's gotten really to know his family, and Justin is actually closer in age to Charlie than he is to Tiger.
Whoa, okay.
So maybe it's almost like a big brother type of thing, but still, I mean, just...
That just means I'm old too.
Yeah, just to have your ego checked.
No kidding.
It's fantastic.
That is great. That's great. All right, so what's the bad of the day?
Okay, you know, the bad of the day, I'm putting this on us, you and
yeah.
I, and
okay.
I'm also putting it on the rest of society.
Oh, this is a big, bold statement. Go ahead.
This is a big, bold. Why aren't we paying more attention to the fact that the Navy confirmed aliens?
Wait a minute. When did this happen?
Just this the last couple of days.
Okay, so how did they do it? Because I totally missed it.
They released, I have a video. Let me take it back a little bit. A known alien hunter and I guess Seeker of the Truth, Tom DeLonge. That name may sound familiar to you because he used to be the front man for Blink 182.
Gotcha. Yes. Okay.
He is totally gone
Fire
on,
Festival guys.
Yeah, he has totally gone on into alien conspiracy. Well, he released a video of fighter pilots talking in monitoring this. Appears to, I mean, we're going to say UFO because what does UFO stand for? Unidentified flying object.
Right.
It's a pilot and it's their camera. It's a, you know, an F-18 pilot's camera on the plane. So, you know, it has all the tactical readouts and stuff like that. And he's monitoring this thing just zipping across the sky. It's not a jet because they would be able to tell that it was a jet. And he said, you know, it's not something floating in the wind because it's actually going against the wind and it is moving.
All right, so what did the Navy say it was? Or the Air Force say it was?
They confirmed the authenticity of the film.
They said it was an unidentified flying object.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean it was an alien.
No, they're confirming it's aliens, Tony.
But they're just saying it's an unidentified flying object.
Come on to my side. They're saying that aliens exist.
They did. I'm not... Did they actually say it was an alien craft?
I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
I want them to.
All right. Well, I want them to, too. I was hoping that they did.
No, I think we're getting close to that point. I'm trying to find if they actually confirmed. But, I mean, they did confirm that.
They better say what it is before that we don't. If like, tell us what it is.
Right.
If you know what it is, tell us what it is. If not, we're just going to assume it's an alien. Right? We're just going to assume it's a spacecraft. Otherwise, if you say, oh, no, don't say weather balloon either. Like, I'm tired of that nonsense. Like, every time it's a weather balloon. No, it's not. If it's speeding across the sky, what could it be?
This is what the Navy says. They don't know exactly what it is. They call it an unidentified aerial phenomena.
No. Don't mince words. Say it's an unidentified flying object.
Yeah. I mean, they're confirming it's an unidentified flying object, but they're calling it a different name.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
They're saying it's an unidentified aerial phenomena. So they're calling it a UAP, not a UFO.
My son was telling me that the Area 51 thing is still on now. Is that true?
The concert? Yeah.
Is that still going down?
It's still going down.
All right. Because I want more info now. I mean, I don't know how much longer I got on this planet Earth. I'd like some sort of acknowledgement of this before I leave. Well, if I got 40 years left, well, in 40 years, somebody better tell me what's going on.
Which, by the way, I just got to go back to this real quick with Tom DeLonge. I learned something yesterday.
What'd you learn?
You know that blonde gif or the gif of that blonde guy mouthing the words to WTF?
Yes.
That everyone uses?
Yes.
That's Tom DeLonge.
Is it really?
Yeah. It's been
Good
bothering me because I'm like, look, and I'm like, that guy looks familiar. Where do I know that guy from? And I thought I was expecting another, you know, Zach Galifianakis, Robert Redford thing.
Yeah, right.
You know, where it comes at me like, oh, you know, that guy you're looking at? Yeah, that's Henry Winkler. It just doesn't make any sense to me. It's like, that is not Henry Winkler. But, you know, it does make sense. It's Tom DeLonge, and I guess it's from one of Blink-182's music videos.
Gotcha.
That they just captured because that thing is... more viral than anything else.
That's awesome. I did not know that. That's pretty cool. That's cool to know.
But Tom DeLonge, known alien hunter.
Oh, that's great. Dan Aykroyd's into this too. Dan Aykroyd's
Everyone
into Bigfoot and all that stuff.
Like, we all got to be in it.
Well, we all should be in it. We're all not in it, right? But we, you know, we all should be in it.
I don't, it's, you know, it's folly for us to wait until aliens show up like an Independence Day.
Can I make a quick point about alien? I heard Neil deGrasse Tyson talk about this or somebody else talk about this where they say, well, why is it that if there are aliens, why don't they come out and say, hi, we're here? Why do they always appear in cornfields and where nobody is? It's always one person who sees it. Why don't they just show up over New York at noon? And the answer always seems to be, well, they're so much superior to us that why would they show themselves? It would be like us showing ourselves to ants. Okay, but I wouldn't travel billions of light years away to go see ants. They came for a reason. Right. If indeed they are real, they came for a reason. What would be that reason? And even if they think of us as insects, they still should show up at noon on a Tuesday in New York City where a million people could see who they are.
Yeah,
like, don't assume that they're such superior beings that that's the reason why they show up in the middle of Nebraska and talk to some farmer. Well, and that's maybe the only one they talk to.
Maybe it's a situation where they realize that we can't handle it as a society. You know, the one person can handle it. The mob can't.
Maybe so. Maybe
they
know so,
that. Maybe they've tried it on other planets.
Well,
and it's like, oh, man, we really screwed that one up.
Okay,
let's not do it to these guys.
That's just my alien thought of the day. So, yep. All right, what's the dumb?
The dumb of the day, I mean, this headline alone makes me laugh. Police are looking for two Amish guys who were drunk driving a horse buggy but got away.
I don't think you have to look very far. Don't we kind of know where they live and know where they are?
Yeah, they're all usually congregated in one area, right?
Yeah, they're not hiding.
But I guess these two Amish guys were drinking while driving their horse and buggy, which, I mean, I learned that technically is drunk driving, even though the horse is doing the work.
Right, because you could swerve the horse. I don't know. Right?
Yeah.
I'm trying to make sense.
All right, if you're in if you're walking and you're drunk, which I expect kind of the similar thing with
I think most of us have been in that situation.
Right, but I expect that to be the scenario with a horse and buggy.
I think so too.
That how much damage can really be done if you're drunk driving a horse and buggy?
Right. My question is there a sense of omerta amongst the Amish community that if the police show up and go, we're looking for these two guys, and they're like, not here.
Oh, would you describe
not
them.
Here. Yeah. And they go, well, you guys know who these are. I don't know. I don't seem to see. Hey, Ezekiel, do you see two guys around here? Ezekiel? Hey, Samuel, do you know any two guys? Don't know any guys.
All right, be the cop.
Officer, there's no two guys around here. Goodbye. Get out of here.
The cop's going to come up to him and say, hey, listen, yeah, I can describe them for you. They're about 6 foot, white male, beard, no mustache.
Right.
Just
right.
A beard. He last was seen wearing a flat brim hat and suspenders.
And again, they'll be like, I don't know. Haven't seen that guy around here. Have you seen this guy around here? I don't see this guy around here. You could look all day, Goff. I'm not going to tell you.
Or do we have
is.
Like a Sparta situation?
Right.
Where they all just come up and like, take me, it's me. You know, put their hands up. And every single one
That's
of them
right.
does
That's right. That's right. All right. Which one of you drove the buggy drunk? And they all go, we all did.
Now it's kind of
yeah,
funny.
Not making this easy, and they have to storm off the whatever it's called.
So the two
and never
Amish,
come back.
The two Amish guys ran off into the woods, never to be seen again. So we don't know if that actually happened, but they did. The horse got away, the horse and buggy got away, but they were able to capture the horse, and they're hoping that those individuals do come forward to claim their horse and buggy.
Ah, okay.
But
the horse ain't talking either. The horse is going to be
And in the Amish community, those guys could be ousted.
Yeah.
Because you're not allowed to drink.
Yeah, that's true.
So
that's a good point.
They're not going to come forward and say, oh, it was me. I was drunk off my booty, sir.
Oh, great. Then I have to go live with the English. Oh, God.
Exactly. Then he gets ostracized from the family. You know,
you don't need that mess.
I don't know if this was Rumspringer.
The good, the bad, and the dumb. It's on a Friday, SB Nation AM.